News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. Gotta tell you, folks, it is 4:36 or 5, depending on which clock I look at here in the studio. But you may be thinking, what am I doing going home tonight? I'm going to stop and get something to eat. Or, here's a better idea even, what about a Saturday morning treat yourself kind of breakfast? Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And they've got it going on, y'all. They've got a menu that'll blow your socks off. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. They've got waffles. They've got omelets. They've got sandwiches. They got wraps. They got salads. Think about this. Maybe on a Saturday morning, you get up and go on down there and get yourself a womlet. That's a thick, fluffy omelet with all kinds of stuff in it, cooked in a waffle iron, believe it or not. And a cup of cappuccino, and maybe some berry waffles, they call them. I'm just saying, you can just have a good time on a Saturday morning and then come home and there's nothing to clean up because you went to Just Love Coffee Cafe. And they've got a special going right now for Right Side listeners. Just for Right Side listeners. If you text the word right side, to 87338. Text the word right side to 87338. They enter you in the points program and you get a free beverage. Like I had a free cappuccino the other day. So yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, I'm going to hit for a little while here on the topic of school choice. And I see I've got a caller who held on during the break about that same topic, I think. So I'll grab this line one, Matt from Athens. Hey, Matt, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, enjoy the show first. Catch you on the podcast every once in a while when I'm driving home. But school choice is a phrase that's out recently, and it's rarely defined in any kind of detail. And that's something I'd wonder if you'd expound on. And also, for the students that transfer out of lesser performing schools into other schools, those schools are obviously just going to continue to go down when those better students leave. And I don't know if there are limits on school choice or if it's a free-for-all. I just hadn't heard any of those details.
Well, I appreciate it, Matt. What a great segue into my segment. So I'll take that and run, Matt. Thank you very much for the call, and thanks for what you do. So Matt from Athens called in there, and here's the deal. How do you define school choice? Well, here's some perspective for you. I think the first thing you have to do is define it in your own mind in a sort of a philosophical sense, all right? You have to decide for yourself, who has the greater say in the education of a child, the system or the parents and legal guardians? Aha. All right. If you believe the system, then you don't believe that parents have a choice, that because their zip code is what it is, that's where the kid goes to school. Whatever the school is able to do is whatever the school is able to do, period. If you believe, however, that the better solution is to allow parents to have a say in what is good for their child, then yes, you are more likely to be an advocate of school choice. Then you look at it not just in what's good for the child, but what about tax dollars? How about the revenue? Right now, Alabama is poised to pass the largest ever education budget in the history of Alabama. In the history of ever. Over $8 billion. That being said, we're also the lowest ranking education system in the nation. We have been putting more money into education every year for the last decade. The budget has been balanced, has never been prorated in the last 10 years, 11 years. We have raised teacher salaries consistently. We have given retirees bonuses when we could. We have increased the stipend, like a $5,000 stipend, if a teacher will get National Board Certified trained. We have emasculated in some ways the teachers union, although they're back. And all that to say, nonetheless, we still rank 50th. We dropped to 50th just the last year and a half. So school choice is by definition the opportunity for parents or legal guardians to have the ability to say, that school that I am otherwise zoned for is not the one that is best for my child. I want to go there, or there. Private school, homeschool, other public schools, whatever the case may be. There's different versions of school choice. Sometimes they bring in things called open enrollment, where it doesn't matter what your zip code is, you can go to whatever public school you want to. Sometimes they bring in things called ESAs, education savings accounts, or vouchers. And those are where your tax dollars follow the child to wherever you deem best for the child. So if the school you're in is not suitable, is failing, is not cutting the mark in some other way, you can say, you know what? Apparently there's like $9,200 a year allocated to my child. $6,500 of that goes to the actual education component, not the admin, but the education component of my child's life. I want that $6,500 to go with my child to that school over there, or that private school, or to be used for funding homeschooling options. Those are voucher programs. Those are ESAs, they call them. And there's a bill right now about that. Then there's other things out there, like, for instance, Alabama has something called the Alabama Accountability Act. I was proud to be able to help sponsor it and to pass it. I say sponsor it. I helped pass it. And the Accountability Act literally says, okay, if people want to contribute to a scholarship fund, they can, and they'll get a tax deduction for it. A dollar for dollar, you can contribute to the Alabama Scholarship Fund for kids, and up to $30 million of tax money can be allocated to give you a refund back for that. A dollar for dollar refund. Those scholarships then help kids move from what are deemed failing schools under the legislation. The lowest 6% of schools in Alabama are considered failing. And then the last one I would point out is called charter schools. It's school choice. It's still public, but it's different. It allows a school in the public school system to have a separate charter where they can do things like not have tenure, where they can do things like special programs that are not necessarily what a normal school would have. And they can, you know, even modify their hours and do different things to help accommodate an education system under a charter they've been given and approved for. And they have to meet that charter. They have to meet those success standards. And if they don't, then they lose their charter and the school goes back to being a normal public school. All of those are elements of school choice. I just said them all from memory. I'm not reading off of anything. I just am an advocate for school choice, and I know those things to be true. I want to tell you all this before I lose my train of thought on it. Next Tuesday, if there are those of you in the listening audience who believe in school choice enough to where you've already advocated for or participated in some measure of choice, or you just believe in it because you're a right side ruffian, and you know what is best for our state. Innovation has got to happen. When you're 50th in the nation, there's nowhere to go but up. Innovation has got to happen. School choice is innovation. And I'm going to get back to my caller's other point. I think that was Mark from Huntsville. The bottom line is this. Next Tuesday at the State House in Montgomery is School Choice Day. I plan to be there. A number of other school choice groups are rallying up people to be there. We expect well over 100 people on site. We're going to meet at 11:30 on the steps of the State House out front. Have a little brief moment. Senator Marsh, Representative Charlotte Meadows, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, and probably a few others, including myself, are going to speak briefly to the crowd. And then you'll have a chance just to walk into the State House and sort of see the place, see where the laws are made, where the sausage is made, and talk to legislators and tell them, please, you know, that you believe that school choice is a big deal. 11:30 next Tuesday. I'll be announcing that again on Monday. There's that. Copper, do I have a new caller? I can't tell if I'm looking at an old one or is that a new one? What do I got here?
New one.
That's a new one. Oh, great. Okay, great. Let me grab that phone line then. Line two, Mark from Huntsville. Hey, Mark, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Doing great. And, you know, I tell you what, it is about the children. It's not about the school system. And so, you know, we actually had a great example of what happens when the community, whether it be churches or whoever else, gets involved with Lincoln Elementary, that went from the lowest performing school in all of North Alabama, probably, maybe the state, but in any case, certainly in this area, to where when people got involved in tutoring and mentoring and went into Lincoln Village to help parents understand about education and parenting and the values and everything.
Yes.
They won the Panasonic Award is only given to 6 schools in the United States each year. They won it twice.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay. So when the community gets involved, when parents are getting involved, I don't care if that public school goes out of business. If they don't do it right, then the children are going someplace else to where they are getting an education. That's what matters. And another big example is as George Bush Jr. there, as he used to talk about the bigotry of low expectations, There was a school in Houston, I believe. It was a school in Texas. I think it was Houston. Mostly Hispanic and minority school. And they had a new administrator come in, and they had people who got awake and who had got encouraged and started really working on programs to really get these kids excited about education and whatnot. And they came and they did incredibly well on the standardized test. You know what the local administration of the school board did?
Shut them down.
They sent people in to find out how they cheated on the test.
Yeah, I believe
it, showed, man. No, the kids weren't cheating. The school was not cheating. They excelled because people will do what you expect of them. And if you expect them to be, not caring about education, if you expect them to do this, that, and other that's negative, that's what they're going to do. But when you give them that positive expectation, they will, and you express that to them, and you get their mind kind of turned around with expectations, they will live up to that expectation. And so, Joe Clark, I believe, was the name of another inner-city principal that turned the school around.
They made a movie about him.
I mean, there's so many examples of what can happen positively. All about power, and if it's all about me having a job as an educator, me having a job as a whatever it may be, it's not going to work.
No, you're great call, Mark. Man, I could have you on here just to host the show. That was an awesome line of commentary, and your points are well taken. Mark from Huntsville, thank you so much for the call. I'm up against a break, but let me just tell you this. If you have not seen it, he was talking about Lincoln Elementary. It's now considered Lincoln Village Ministries. And look them up. If you have not seen it, I have toured that place. It is amazing. It's in Huntsville, Lincoln Village. Look it up on the website. Look at the success stories. Look at the things they did to turn that school around. And like he said, it was the community getting involved, and they brought in mentors. They brought in any number of other things that sort of blessed the family as well. And they became a solid piece of the community and changed those kids' lives. And learning took place. It was because of innovation. It was because opportunities were provided. And Lincoln Village is now, by the way, a private school. And because after the scores rose to the point that they were winning national awards, the Huntsville City School System decided that the building was too old and they shut the school down. So private enterprise took over. The free market kicked in. Some good, solid folks bought the school and kept Lincoln Village going now as a private Christian school. And they are still kicking it, y'all. Check them out. Hey, listen, I'm going to point out one more thing before I leave this train of thought that I'm on. Because the caller that I had before, Mark from Huntsville, the last caller, who said, how do you define school choice, he also asked what happens to those schools that kids leave. Well, I will say this. I sort of agree with something Mark said. The free market comes into play. And I think that was Matt from Athens. I'm not positive. But the free market kicks in. The free market in terms of business is when you build a better mousetrap, people will flock to you, and it makes you then build your mousetrap better, so they'll flock back to you. And basically, the free market creates competition. Competition drives excellence and innovation. And when you have the free market principle of competition built into the education system, if people are going to leave a school, then leadership looks at it and goes, well, we need to do something different here. They won't want to leave if we do a better job. And so free market principles can work in education as well. School choice does that. It raises the bar. You rise to the level of your competition. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We got to do it right now before we run out of time. I think I about burned up my time on that one. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. School choice. School choice is now. Tell you more about that when we get back. And more of it next week, too. Phil Williams, we'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Hey, listen, I saved this for last. I wanted to tell you guys about Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning because I was sitting here thinking, here I am in the studio. The doors are open, like looking out over the golf course here. I've got fresh air blowing in. And then I just heard the weather report. You may have heard it too, that we're looking at possible snowflakes on Saturday night. So what the heck? So if you're like Charlene and I, you may have the air conditioning on one day and the heat on the next. That kind of freaks your systems out. Well, listen, I saved this last endorsement of a team member for the very end for that very reason. Leaving the day, I want you to think about Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. If you were to get home and your air flipped over to heat, and then it just didn't react well, just understand this. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. They're like a one-stop shop for all of your HVAC repairs, gas or electric, and they're open 6 days a week. 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. So if something happened on a Friday night as you're trying to react to the Alabama's, you know, freakishly large spans of temperature, the guys at Vandy's can get out there on a Saturday. And they won't upsell you. They're going to give you a free estimate. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, it's an owner-operated, veteran-owned business. James Vandergriff, the guy who owns the business, he's a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, which means a lot to me because I am too. And after serving his country, he's now serving his community. Quality care, HVAC. So here's the deal. You need help with this stuff? Call Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. And please tell him you heard it on Right Side Radio. Hey, Copper, grab the mic there. You got that soundtrack that I sent you, that last minute one of the kids cheering?
That's
do you
right.
have that? You do have it? Mm-hmm. You good to go? Are we ready to play it now?
I am indeed.
All right, here's the deal. Somebody alerted us earlier of the beautiful sound of kids cheering when they were told at their school that they will not have to wear masks anymore. I thought, what a great way to end the day. Copper, play that clip.
Starting tomorrow, we don't have to wear masks anymore!
Oh my goodness. Bless their hearts. Bless their hearts. Don't tell me they've adapted to masks. Don't tell me that they can just put it aside and they don't even notice anymore. Those kids are ecstatic, bless their hearts, and they deserve that moment to cheer. And I hope that gave you guys a smile as you're heading out into the weekend. Fellas, don't forget I said Monday is Valentine's Day. Copper, you have a great weekend. All the rest of y'all, too. Copper and I back here on Monday at 2. Have a great weekend.